This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Monday morning edition. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, across America on some of America's great radio stations. And a special thanks goes out to our military men and women who happen to be listening to us right now all around the world. Thank you for your service to America, and thank you for keeping us free and safe. Plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers too, our Border Patrol and 911 dispatchers, thank you for your service to America. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, and all those nighttime mechanics, thanks for all you do keeping America rolling. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And joining us right now, Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal and Underground U.S. podcast and all that great stuff. Hello, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, it's been an interesting weekend, Frank, and after what happened Friday with the vote in D.C., the Democrats have promised Nancy Pelosi in the House to seek an override of the emergency veto, the vote coming likely sometime, not this week, but next week.
Yeah, she doesn't, by last head count, she doesn't have the votes. You know, the one thing that comes out of this that's bothersome to me is the fact that we had Republicans who didn't say, who didn't stand. Who didn't stand for this? It's got to stop. We've got a Republican president who's trying to push some things through that the country needs, and we've got a loyal opposition in the Republican Party. It's got to stop. He won. He's on our side. We're doing things that we've already passed. When we talk about the wall, we already passed this. We passed it with presidents ago that the wall had to be built. So why would they, why in God's name would they be in opposition?
Well, did you know that we already have 244 miles of the wall built?
Yeah.
And we have about another 60 to go based on what he's been authorized to do. But then again, we're going to try to get, I believe it's what, 770 some odd miles done?
You know, again, we already passed that we have
sure.
to have it.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the debate?
Well, the debate...
There shouldn't be a debate. Build it.
The debate is procedures on in the House with the Democrats, who, by the way, they are the majority. They do control the purse strings right now. Democrats in the House have got this literally in limbo.
They have it in limbo, but literally what they're doing is obstructing the law. The law has been passed. Build the wall.
Well, somebody has to challenge them then, and I don't know who's going to do that. But
well,
anyway.
Because it should be the Republicans, but the Republicans are playing politics because they don't like the president. 19 of them, at least.
Well, here's the thing, okay? I know some of the senators, and I get this, I understand it. It was equally split, about 50-50, with the constitutional lawyers that were out there, including Alan Dershowitz, who said himself he wasn't sure if it was constitutional or not. It would have to take a test to court, a court test, rather, to determine it. And I think when they heard that, it was like, uh-oh, wait a minute, what do you think?
Well, again, this is all politics. You know, they want to challenge it. They want to challenge it in court. Go ahead. You know, somebody on the right, somebody should be saying, hey, man, there's already a law that says that we have to build it. How come we're not? Oh, we just don't want to fund it now. It's the law.
Well, the ones that don't want to fund it, again, that's all starting on the left side of the aisle. But let's move along to something else while we still got time to move, because you got about a minute left here. Where apparently there was a Wall Street Journal report that came out said we're going to leave 1,000 troops behind as a buffer zone there. And General Dunford, the chief of staff, joint chiefs of staff chairman, says, oh, no, we're not going to do that. We're still in the original plan that we were at, which is leaving a couple hundred troops. But to me, I say, why would you want to telegraph your moves to the enemy anyway?
I have no idea. It's what we did under Barack Obama. You would have expected things to change with a Republican president and a pro-military president. Remember, Obama was not a pro-military president.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you never telegraph what you're going to do.
No, it's not smart.
So, and every person in the military, all the way down to the lowly private, knows that you don't telegraph your moves. So I'm hoping that this is deception.
Well, you and me both, and I'm getting ready to hear the music come up in my ear here. But when we come back, folks, we're going to talk about what happened with Fox News this weekend. When everybody that tuned in on Saturday to see Judge Jeanine Pirro's show didn't see Judge Jeanine Pirro. They instead saw something totally different. And then we found out that Fox wasn't going to discuss the internal programming that they had. So we don't really know what they have or have not done with Judge Jeanine Pirro. But Mr. Kurtz yesterday on television with media, what's he called? Media Matters, is that what he calls it or something like that?
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
All right. He said that she was involuntarily removed from the airwaves over the weekend. That's all he said based on what he knew. And here comes the music. All right. So, folks, we'll be right back. We are going to talk about that. And we do know that Jeanine Pirro, you know, she likes to talk. But then again, she's got her brain where her mouth is when she does the talking. And did she really say anything out of line? Frank and I will discuss that when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And by the way, this portion of the program is brought to you by our very good friends at the USCCA. Now, that's the United States Concealed Carry Association. Go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on that logo link that's right there. And don't forget, you get the Gun A Day giveaway that you can sign up for. And if you become a member, you get $474 worth of free stuff as well for becoming a member. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And just click on that logo link. Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal, is with us. Hey, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
President Trump went off against Fox News, who either temporarily took Judge Jeanine Pirro's broadcast off, may have canceled it, or may have her on suspension. We still don't know which.
Well, whatever it is, it's egregious. This is the modus operandi of the left these days against anybody who's on Fox News, who actually talks from a conservative bent. You know, they went after Bill O'Reilly. Now, I've got my history with Bill O'Reilly. I don't think he was a very nice guy, but nevertheless, after 6 o'clock on Fox News, you have opinion shows, and the left is going after them like they're saying something that isn't true in the news.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get an opinion when you have an opinion show. Mm-hmm. And free speech is supposed to reign over at Fox.
Mm-hmm.
And now with this, you know, the second giant hit, well, it's actually the third, I guess, the giant hit over there because people complain about what they're hearing. If we did the same thing, Ed Schultz, wouldn't have a show. Rachel
mm-hmm.
Maddow wouldn't have a show.
Mm-hmm.
A litany of people wouldn't have a show on MSNBC and CNN. Cuomo wouldn't have a show.
Don Lemon
wouldn't have a mm-hmm. show, but the right doesn't do that. So, you know, the big thing with Fox, they used to stand for free speech. I can't really say that anymore. And it's all happened after Rupert Murdoch gave it to his kids.
Mm-hmm. Well, I understand that, and I understand that the one boy there is very liberal, and that has a lot to do with it. But I also understand this. There are alternatives. And one of the alternatives, of course, is Newsmax TV. My friend Wayne Allen Root's over there. He's very conservative, very American. Joe Pags is over there. There's other people that are over there. You can watch that. They become opinionated at night. But there are also talk radio shows that happen to be on television. That's how they do it. And then you've got, if you just want news and you want really good news on the television, One America News Now Network.
Yeah, that's it's basically what headline news used to be before it got opinionated.
Right.
Back in the 80s, it was one news spot after the news spot after a news spot without the commentary, the old-fashioned who, what, when, where, why, and how. Mm-hmm. Which is why you're seeing their numbers go up. People are starting to understand that if they want to get into a prolonged segment of opinion, that they hear better opinion on the radio and on podcasts than they do on television. Because, you know, let's face it, on Fox especially, and on all the usual suspect broadcast networks on the left, they're sensationalizing the opinion and the news to sell ad time.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure you're going to agree with me, but I'm tired of the mainstream media not giving me the facts in the news, but instead insisting on giving me their stupid opinion and assuming that I agree with their every word.
Yeah, my litmus test now when I'm watching somebody speak, when they say, I think, well, I don't necessarily, if you're supposed to be a news journalist, I don't necessarily care what you think. You got to tell me what you know, and we are not hearing that. We're not getting people who dig into the facts to give me the who, what, why, where, when, and how. We're getting people telling me, okay, there was a shooting, and it's possibly because of this, and possibly because of that, and it might be because of this. And I feel, yeah, but I don't care. You know, if you're an editorialist or an opinion journalist, then you should have an opinion show. It shouldn't be weaved into the news. Sadly, that's what journalism schools are teaching today, all the way up to the Columbia University Journalism School. They're teaching their students to weave in emotion and opinion into the news to make it, quote-unquote, more interesting.
Well, I'll go one further. I'm sick and tired of hearing about Beto O'Rourke, just because. and AOC, who I'm calling Aussie-Cos, for the same reason. They're the weird media creations that have been designed to help turn coveted Texas blue. My state, they're trying to turn it blue. Florida, your state, too. And have a representative in New York that does exactly what she's told to do by her handlers.
Absolutely. And you've got the Gillum, the guy, the former Tallahassee mayor who ran for governor, and he's supposed to make a major announcement in a couple of days. What is it with people who lost elections running for higher office?
Well, here's
it doesn't make any sense. Beto O'Rourke lost, and now he wants to run for president?
Well, Beto O'Rourke had a bunch of money left over. So doesn't Andrew Gillum. And he's either going to do one of two things. I'll tell you what Gillum's going to do right now. If he's smart, he'd announce that he's going to run against Marco Rubio for Senate, if he's smart. But no, knowing him and knowing that he's just very egotistical, he's probably going to announce he's running for president because he sees an opportunity to get his name out in lights.
Yeah, why not? Everybody else the Democrat.
Sure, there you go.
Mm-hmm. I think my Democrat neighbor's running for president too. He's going to announce when he takes the trash out. You know, I mean, this is the point. When you're supposed to graduate from success to success to success in politics and government and political office, not failure to failure to failure. And you don't get drafted from a casting call to run for office either. You need to have experience. You have to be someone who your community wants to raise above themselves in a leadership position.
And how about political correctness? Now, to say the least, it's dangerous and mindless conformity that takes the place of new discovery and thinking, and our university system is the most guilty. All you got to do is take a look at the admission of inferior students because they are aggrieved, leaving superior students out in the cold, or maybe mommy and daddy had $100,000 or more to contribute to the bribe to get them into school.
The latter is the one that should expose the light on the roaches of the left.
Right.
You've got hypocrites on both coasts.
Yep.
Who keep talking about opportunity for all of that, and we have to help the little people, yet they're dropping $250,000 to get their stupid children into college.
And I got one better than that. Are you ready?
Okay.
I'm tired of Democrats coming up with stupid ideas almost every day, like letting 16-year-olds vote. Now, tell me I'm wrong. Aren't these the same 16-year-olds that eat detergent pods?
Yeah, absolutely, they're the same children that eat detergent pods and do it on a dare and then film themselves doing it to show that they're quote-unquote cool. You know, not only do 16-year-olds not understand the political system 99.9% of the time, they get led by their noses down the path by idiots who try to take advantage of the naive. Mm-hmm. So we not only shouldn't we be lowering the voting age, we should be looking, you know, the founders when the framers wrote the Constitution initially only wanted people who paid taxes to vote because they had skin in the game. Now the Democrats want people who aren't even citizens to vote and kids who haven't even been through a civics class yet. They want the naive to vote. They want the people they can manipulate to vote. That's the only way they can keep power, as you have countries like Venezuela burning food trucks, circling the drain, and stealing all of the resources from their banks down there.
And for those of us that actually studied this in high school, the left is turning our country into another 1930s Germany, because thanks to them, our freedoms are now generally in danger. The left has turned away from the truth, so naturally they pivoted towards lies, and they believe in any myth that puts God and America in a bad light, because God is indeed a hater, but not a people for what they do.
Well, and that's what political correctness was constructed to do. They created a shadow set of rules that run parallel and anti to the Bill of Rights and legislation. They get to say, we don't care what the law is. It's not in. We don't care what the law is. It's anti-American. They just label it. And when you've got a news media that pushes everything that they say, that's trendy about political correctness, look what happens to the country.
All righty. We will talk to you on Friday, so stay low, my friend.
Stay low, my friend.
All righty. That's Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal and also host of the Underground USA podcast. And I will be right back with Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback. A lot of stuff to talk about, including Kyle Busch won his 200th race yesterday. In Phoenix, he tied Richard Petty for the all-time lead. Be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the captain, Matt Bruce, on a...
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Joyce Tarrant is speaking out. She's the grandmother of Brenton Tarrant, the man accused of killing 50 people in two mass shooting attacks in two New Zealand mosques.
You know, the media is saying he's planned it for a long time, so he's obviously not of sound mind, I don't think.
In Christchurch, New Zealand, reporter Christy Lou Stout says New Zealand lawmakers are scheduled to meet for intense discussions on reforming the country's weapon laws.
There will be a cabinet meeting with the Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern. One day after the massacre, she pledged that there will be changes to the gun legislation. She wants to see a ban on semi-automatic weapons.
Australian police say a counter-terrorism team executed search warrants in New South Wales to help New Zealand get more information on the white supremacist attack. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And this segment of the program, my sports segment with Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback, is brought to you by our good friends at the Moss Family Automotive Group. Now, Moss Family Automotive Group has four dealerships to serve you. They have two Nissan dealerships, one in Crystal River, where I will be on Saturday from 12 noon to 4 p.m. Looking forward to seeing all our northern listeners up there, plus the folks from South Georgia and Alabama and the Panhandle that will drive over to see us, too. And in Newport Richey, the other Nissan dealership, and then the Moss Wholesale to the Public dealership in Homosassa Springs, where you serve, you save is always the rule. Remember, active duty military, veterans, first responders, active and retired, all get priority pricing on their new vehicles, and they can literally save thousands of dollars in the process. Now, you've also got Moss Family Chevrolet right here in Tampa at 16414 Northdale Mabry Highway in Tampa, Florida, where, again, you serve, you save. And don't forget the Moss Care and the wholesale prices to the public on the certified pre-owned vehicle supplies, too, where you also get free oil changes for the life of the vehicle and free tire rotations. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you to save an extra $500 off the price of your vehicle. And joining us right now, Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Beautiful morning here in Tampa Bay, and a little warmer across the country than it's been, so it's nice.
Yeah, and snow is melting, and that's not nice because there's a lot of big-time flooding going on. I-80, Council Bluffs, Nebraska this morning, there were several truck stops that literally were inoperable because their fuel tanks were underwater, and there was nobody in their parking lot because the river was in their back lot. But anyway, Kyle Busch won number 200 yesterday.
Yes, he did. Ran a great race. It's nice to see one of the Bushes doing well here in the U.S. of A and not causing problems, but doing great. But anyway, even though it's spelled differently, I think people get the gist of what I'm saying. And people don't realize, Captain, how difficult that is to win 200 races at that level.
Well, it's difficult.
It's a major sport.
It's difficult to win one race, let alone 200. And by the way, how long did Daytona elude the great Dale Earnhardt?
Man, a long time, Captain.
20 years or thereabouts, something like that?
Yeah, and he loved that place. And,
yep, until he finally won it.
Until he finally won it, yeah.
Yep. But anyway, it becomes what it becomes. So Kyle Busch is now tied with Richard Petty. The next race he wins, he'll become the all-time race leader.
Yeah, it's funny. Richard Petty, boy, he still looks dang great for his age, and he doesn't look that much different from when he won it all, man. So that's one icon that's just amazing out there.
Well, he can still get behind a wheel and get out there on the track and run 125, 30 miles an hour. He won't run 200, but he will run 100, 125. I've seen him do that with some of the interviews when they've been out there, the Richard Petty Experience.
Yep, no doubt about it. No, neat sport, to say the least.
Yep. Now, let's go to the big football story, which seems to have everybody's attention. Johnny Football. Johnny Manziel's back in the U.S. of A., and he's going to play pro football again for the Memphis team in the, what is that, the American Association of Football?
You got it. Yeah, American Alliance. But, yeah, it's a good training ground for guys to get into the NFL or get back to the NFL. I don't know if he's ever going to get another shot. We'll see how he does. I mean, nobody thought Tommy Maddox would ever get back to the NFL, and then he hooked up with Pittsburgh, and he did okay. So you just never know where a guy's heart is and how much he's willing to devote to.
Well, he's on a team that, as of yesterday, was 1-4. I don't know if they won or lost their game yesterday. But the team was not doing all that well, and I watched about 5 minutes of the game. The quarterback threw an interception, and I thought to myself, I said, hell, I could have done that.
Well, you know, you get Johnny has a few weeks to shine a little bit. If he does well, do they maybe bring him into a training camp? We'll see. That's going to be the interesting side of that story, to see if he gets a second life in the NFL.
Now, the other – go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, quarterback here, Ryan Fitzpatrick's going down to the Miami Dolphins now that Ryan Tannehill has gone to the Tennessee Titans. So that's going to be interesting here for the Tampa Bay Buccaneer fans with Ryan Griffin's going to be the backup to Jameis Winston now and whoever else they pick up in free agency or draft.
I think there's going to be another quarterback in the mix, watch and see here in Tampa. But Ryan Fitzpatrick, he's got an opportunity to jump right in the catbird seat and be the starting quarterback down there.
Oh, yeah. That's why they took a shot on him.
And he will he will be a good one if he does.
Well, his biggest thing has been consistency, Matt. You know, he'll go three games and look like Joe Namath, and then he'll go three games and look like, you know, Joe Smith. And if he could be more consistent, it'd be totally different. But Miami just having a tough time. They're trying to rebuild, and I don't think without going crazy this year, they're just going to go through the motions and try to get ready for the. There's some quarterbacks coming out next year that people are going to be very impressed with, and the year after. So I think that's what Miami's just doing a little Band-Aid right now, like a lot of other teams in the National Football League.
Well, look at Jacksonville. Look at Jacksonville. Nick Foles.
Yeah, well, that kid's a Super Bowl MVP, so he could conventionally be something of value. But he got great training there with Doug Pederson up in Philly, and that's a big difference.
Okay, we got to do it. Basketball, NCAA, brackets.
Oh, yeah, man, all the brackets. You got North Carolina, Virginia. It's going to be just unbelievable. Duke.
Duke's number one in their bracket.
Yeah. And UNC's number one, Virginia's number one. First time in a long time that you have three from one conference being number one seeded back in the Big East days with the Pittsburghs.
Syracuse and Georgetown, yep.
So there's going to be the funny thing on how this whole NCAA tournament is going to pan out this year. I think it's up for grabs. A lot of people are already handling the crown to, you know, UNC because Zion Williamson, great ball player. But, you know, in college, you know, one or two guys can take control of it. In NBA, you need three to four guys.
Well, whoever gets hot at the right time. Yeah. So somebody's going to get hot right off the bat. They're going to stay there, and they're going to win it all.
Yes, that's exactly what it's going to come down to, Captain. You said it perfectly, and I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Now, a lot of people listening, you know, be careful this Thursday and Friday. These 2 days coming up, Captain, are the biggest missed days.
Oh, I know. I know, because Syracuse is playing the number 9 seed out west, and UCF is up against a team they should beat. But then again, who knows? And FSU is up against a team they should beat. But again, who knows? Florida is up against a team they should beat. But strange things happen. Now, let's wander over to baseball before we run out of time here.
Sure.
Baseball, we got about 10 days to go till the season starts. Everybody's honing in on their skills. The rookies are getting a chance to play because there's a lot of split squad games going on right now. But things are looking pretty good. And I caught a game over the weekend, and I was really impressed with what I saw. Even the younger players, the rookie players, I mean, they are looking sharp.
Well, the Rays have always had a great farm team system and have always brought the guys up right. You know, it's just funny. Blake Snell, the Cy Young Award winner captain, is going to make $575,000 this year. And then you guys got making $30 million.
What a steal. What a steal.
Yeah, just amazing how funny it is. And then Aaron Judge out there with the Yankees, you know, he's probably one of the lowest paid guys on the whole team. He's probably at least number one or two of the best players on that team. It's funny how the salaries have just escalated, and then you still have the low end, which is still a lot of money.
Okay, before we're out of time, tell us how to find out about you and what it is you do.
Yeah, speaking about money, give me a call anytime. Patrick Highland, 813-966-1052. I can help you save money. I can help you get benefits that people aren't aware of with the veterans as well as with Medicare. And if you do just a few things, very smart things, okay, and you become disciplined, you can be a millionaire within, you know, 20 to 30 years' time by putting just a little bit of money away every day. But you have to be disciplined, and you have to do it, Captain. The earlier you start, the better off you are. And I'm here to help. Patrick Highland, 813-966-1052. Please give me a call. We'll get through the maze of insurance and finance and Medicare and veterans benefits. And I can be of assistance.
You'd be surprised what that change you throw in your ashtray and your vehicle is, amounts to when you look at it at the end of the month when you go and you throw it back in a jar and take it to the publisher and whatnot to put it in the cash machine. Be surprised.
Oh, no question, Captain, and compounding interest is a beautiful thing. And just you can protect yourself and your family and also still save for retirement. It just makes all the sense in the world. But you have to do some things and be smart about it. And, again, I'm here to help. All you have to do is give me a call at 813-966-1052. If you do that, I'm going to get you a book.
It's all right.
Mission 1 Million.
All right. So, I will talk to you on Friday,
my
friend.
Take care, Captain.
All right. Patrick Highland. By the way, folks, if you're around tomorrow, don't forget to have lunch with the captain. Mission Barbecue, 5602 West Waters Avenue, just east of the Veterans Expressway between the first and the second traffic light on the right side. Look for the big old tall American flag, and that's us. I'll be there tomorrow.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay
Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361. Or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Buy a shotgun.
There, I covered the big three with that one. Nancy Pelosi with her comments about GWB and Barack Obama back in the day, and big old Joe Biden, Joe B, might be running for president, but we really don't know. But let's get started here and take a look at our beach and voting forecast for today. Alrighty, the beach and boating forecast brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club with 168 locations all across America. We happen to have the largest franchise in the country right here in our backyard, Tampa Bay. 19 locations, over 300 boats. Well, for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and Tampa Bay, We'll have a few showers today. It'll be kind of hit or miss with a 20% chance. The cloudiness will develop today. We'll also have a north wind most of the day. Now, the north winds will start out between 9 and 11 miles an hour. However, as the day wears on, we could have gusts up to 20, 22 miles per hour. Seas this morning will start out with a light chop at about 1 to 2 feet this afternoon. 2 to 4 foot chop with a 2 to 4 foot with a moderate chop. The Gulf water temperature this morning starts out at 75, bay water temperature 73. High tide coming this afternoon, 2:15 p.m. and low tide 5:44 p.m. with some showers in the mix. But I will tell you that today, about a 10% chance of showers during the day, a high near 70. It'll feel colder than that, especially on the water because of the north winds. And then tonight, we'll have about a 50% chance of showers, a low down near 57. And we'll have a northeast wind from about 8 to 10 miles an hour. And then Tuesday, again, about a 50% chance of showers, cloudy with a high near 66. Again, the wind will get gusty tomorrow, about 21 to 25 mile an hour gusts out there, so it'll make it a little interesting for you. But if you're interested in doing a little boating and you want to do it in style and you want to have the ability to be able to be a member of one of the greatest boat clubs anywhere in the country, I want you to check out the Freedom Boat Club, because they've got three different plans that you can join. First of all, for those of you that are seasonal, maybe you go to California 2 or 3 months of the year. Maybe you go somewhere down along the Gulf for 2 or 3 months in the year where you can use your boat club membership in the wintertime, not have to worry about lakes and ponds being iced over, Florida all the way to Texas, California for sure. Now, they do have a seasonal plan where you can join for 2 to 3 months at a time, and it does not have reciprocity in the country, because you're just joining in that area to simply have the ability to be able to take out a boat and have a good time. But if you want to become a full-time member, you can join the economy plan, which is what I did. That's the Monday through Friday plan, where you get your first month of member dues free, unlimited weekday usage, 4 rolling reservations, universal reciprocity all through the 168-location system. And for a limited time, you get $1,000 off the entry fee, the one-time entry fee, $1,000 off that price on either the economy or the standard plan, which is a 7-day-a-week plan. Now, if you happen to be active-duty military or a veteran, or a first responder, active or retired, or you work in a medical profession and you work in any type of capacity in a hospital or a nursing home or an extended care facility, or you work in a doctor's office, you'll get an extra $500 plus the $1,000, $1,500 off the one-time entry fee. Now, you can split that up, too, by having another partner or partners join with you, and a lot of people do that to get the cost of the one-time entry fee down, and it's something that is very easy to do. You can do that with both the economy plan and the standard plan. So here's what I want you to do. Give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM. Once again, the number, 855-FREEDOM. Or go to FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com, FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com, to find out more. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you, because that's going to open the door wide open for you. Wide open for you. Now, I was talking earlier about the left. Some people might call them stupid. I'm not going to really go that far, but I am going to say that they're certainly shy or coy as a fox, and trying to make it look like they're shy and just accidentally stumbled into some of these deals that they're in. No, 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 no. I'll tell you what, most of us are sick and tired of the left in this country, because they're just a bunch of crybabies. They preach love and tolerance, and they hate everybody and everything. Now, I'm sick and tired of the secular liberal college professors who couldn't survive 24 hours in the real world telling me how to live. They say that they teach a higher education, when in reality it's lower education than my grade school in many cases. You don't believe me? Go ask somebody to add, subtract, multiply, and divide without a calculator. They're so dumb in some cases, they haven't even yet figured out what world they would create and what they would first eliminate to get to where they want to go. They haven't figured that out. And I'm sick and tired of being told that we're all going to die in 12 years if we don't do exactly what the left says, namely give up electricity, air conditioning, flying, and the cars in my garage, especially by people who don't know a squat about the subject matter. And many of the so-called climatologists that have also signed on to the insanity, well, they just want to keep their funding. Now, the left is never concerned with the outcome, only appearances. And the left hasn't given a second thought to unintended consequences or turning our country into a socialist country. They supported banning DDT and felt morally superior about it. But you want to know what we got instead? We got products like malathion, which are even deadlier. Malathion. Oh, and we also got Agent Orange. Whenever worried about DDT. But they had no feeling either way about the millions of people that died because of it, and the new insecticides being proven more harmful to mammals than DDT ever was. They banned logging in California, and as a result, they now have massive wildfires because the forests are inundated with overgrowth. And we lost the spotted owl anyway, after all that. And how about the mainstream media? Not giving us the facts in the news, but insisting on giving us their opinion and assuming that we agree with all their policies. And politicians who are more interested in protecting their political rear ends than protecting their constituents. They show a phony remorse and concern for illegal aliens, strictly for political purposes, I might add. Even though thousands of Americans have been murdered, robbed, and assaulted by way too many of the illegals. And political correctness? Wow. It's a dangerous and mindless conformity that will take the place of new discovery and thinking. And our university system is most guilty, admitting inferior students because they're aggrieved. They leave superior students out in the cold because they take people to put them in school that shouldn't even be there. Listen to them when they get out of college. They can't even talk. They can't even talk. And I can't stand that the left's truth changes with the wind. Everyone, especially children, need an unchanging truth. The left condemning Fox News and their bias and their supporters and their contributors. But they don't mind what ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, CNN, or PBS does with all their bias. And the judicial system, well, it's being made impotent for politicians with the right connections. How do I know that? Well, the Clintons are walking around scot-free for crimes that they're hiding right in plain sight, aren't they? But it's all about we. We the people. And we the people have to stand to the occasion. We the people have to rise. We the people have to get involved. We the people have to let these politicians know and these liberals that we will not stand for their nonsense. It isn't going to happen, not on my watch, not on your watch, not on anyone's watch in the United States of America today, because we are all Americans first. And with that, I got to go. I look forward to seeing you tonight. See you all tomorrow. Let me get out there to Mission Barbecue. But have a great day, everybody. And remember, God bless America. Have a great day. I'll be back tomorrow.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.